Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we got a great, fantastic, A+, awesome, all-star, top-of-the-line show this morning on In Focus for the whole hour. A little later in the show, we'll have Melissa Kirkwood from Manhattan Parks and Rec Department. And also Chuck Clutho will also be here talking all sorts of different things. Trail Talk Thursdays, all the different things Parks and Rec is doing during this busy time for them in the summer. But right now, let's talk schools. Let's talk Pottawatomie County Schools. Here in studio, we have Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady.
Feeling that energy?
I do.
I'm ready, right?
I'm ready for school to start.
Well, are you?
Not quite that ready.
I was going to say, I mean, the Saved by the Bell gets the juices flowing, but still got some more summer to enjoy.
Need a little bit more summer.
Usually have Kevin Logan here from Rock Creek Schools, but just Tim today, so that means you can just talk about how much Wamego is just going to crush Rock Creek in sports next fall. You can just go, you can say whatever you want.
Well, everybody knows that. We don't need to beat a dead horse.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do want to remind folks, if you do want to call and have any questions, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And every time we have a school folks in during the summer, I think one thing we always just say right off the bat that just because it's summer doesn't mean that it's not busy in the district office. I'm sure that's still the same in July.
Yeah, the district office is extremely busy. Matter of fact, my staff, this is their busiest time of the year. This is the time where they're putting in maybe as many or more hours than they do any other time of the year. We also just kicked off online enrollment for all of our families this year, so that's added an extra element of busyness. It will eliminate the online enrollment day for the most part that we have, but we opened that July 9th where all families could get online and do all their enrollment application process and so forth online and from the convenience of their home or work or wherever they have internet access. Of course, we fielded some calls with some questions, but it's going rather well. But it's still something else the district office staff is working through and answering as many questions and helping people with that process. And we hope everybody takes advantage of it. It's very convenient. I'd enrolled my own daughter, it went relatively quick. It was a pretty quick, easy process. Of course, enrollment sometimes isn't easy on the checkbook because we unfortunately still have to charge some fees and things of that nature for people and put money on our lunch accounts and so forth. But we hope the online enrollment process is just helpful to our families and makes things easier for them. And if they have any questions about it, give us a call.
You said you enrolled your daughter. What grade is your daughter in?
My daughter's going to be a sophomore this year.
Sophomore.
It's our youngest. She's enjoying summer, but I think she's ready to go, ready to get the volleyball season started.
Start practices yet? Or?
They've been practicing all summer. All of our student athletes have been working hard all summer. I know morning weights kicks off at 6:30 for our high school and mainly our high school boys. And then I know there's some high school and middle school volleyball that kicks off at 6:30 every 4 days a week every morning. Then the girls, and they kind of rotates. The girls will go to the weight room, and the boys maybe run out and do some football drills with our new coach, Coach Moody. And then we have some middle school students coming in later in the morning. Coach McIntosh and Coach Hemphill have open gyms for basketball. It's a busy time, and our student athletes are working very hard.
And tell us a little bit about the new football coach.
Coach Moody, of course, he's coming to us from right here in Manhattan, been an assistant here. I think it's been 5 or 6 years, but don't quote me on that. But Coach Moody brings a wealth of knowledge and a good background. He played a little college ball, just has a great background in health and performance and weightlifting. Him and Coach McIntosh have kind of spearheaded our summer health and performance program or weightlifting. We're kind of trying to broaden that perspective, though, and it's not just pumping iron. It's the total body and just becoming a better athlete. And they really have put a lot of energy and time into that, and it's really showing. We average about 150 kids a day in our new weight room facility, and I've been in there a few times, and kids are excited, and they're working hard, and they're sweating and going home tired, and that's a good thing. So Coach Moody's doing a great job. He's off to a great start. Actually, he's having a football camp this week as well.
Very busy then. Busy.
I believe last week right before the 4th, he and his family moved to Wamego, and we're looking forward to getting to know him better and welcoming him to the community.
And how long has Wamego had this new weight room facility?
It was part of our bond project. It opened in April of this past school year, so it's a great facility. It's actually a weight room is there as well as a all-purpose physical education building or area, and that will be used for our wrestling practices and our wrestlers. Also be a place where cheerleaders, dance, other PE activities can take place. It's a great facility. It's got new state-of-the-art weight equipment. It's got a strip of AstroTurf right down the middle so they can do some agility and quickness drills and things of that nature. It's a great facility, and we will have an open house for many of our new buildings and facilities that we're completing this summer that go along with the bond project, and the weight room will be one of those. We're kind of waiting until the end of the summer because there's just a plethora of work going on in our district. The new central kitchen should be complete. The new sports complex facility at the football field, which will be our new locker rooms for football, track, and our visiting football teams. That also has new public restrooms. We probably talked about this, but you know, we're expanding our public restrooms from 2 stalls in the female restroom of the old facility to, I believe, 7 or 9 in the new facility. We won't have to have porta potties out there to facilitate our needs on Friday nights. So that facility is really just turning out great. Our architects, BBN, and construction manager Coonrod and associates, they're just doing a fantastic job, and we're excited to get that place opened up this fall on most nights of the week we'll have football activities out there. We also have a middle school science addition. You know, we're adding 4 middle school science classrooms out at the middle school, and they are really starting to take shape. They're installing cabinets and countertops and lab facilities this week, along with a lot of other things. But those are just some of the projects, some other remodel projects taking place at the high school and some classrooms. And locker rooms, and we're just really excited about all those things that are going on. But it's hopping. There's a lot going on in Wamego.
Brady Bowman here with Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And just remind me on that. I know you probably mentioned this a lot of different times, but a lot of these bond projects, this was a bond project or a bond that was passed a little while ago.
Right? Yeah, it's actually it was passed. It'll be 2 years ago this fall at the primary election in November. So essentially we start out saying there are going to be 3 phases of this project. The first summer of 17 was phase 1. Then this past school year was phase 2, and we're now in phase 3. Well, there's going to be a phase 4 and 5, just some follow-up items, also some additional things that we're able to do because many of our projects did come in under budget. Our bond proceeds, our original bond was advertised as a $20 million bond, but the actual proceeds from the sale of those bonds generated $21.7 million. That's just extra money. That's bonus money. Our taxpayers don't have to pay it back. It was just those bonds were a product that people wanted, and so proceeds exceeded our estimate of $20 million. And so we are very blessed to have that additional money to meet our facility needs. Part of the bond also was technology, where we incorporated a one-to-one program, essentially district-wide. It was start out being grades 1 through 5. We put an iPad in each student's hands, and grades 6 through 12, our students now have a MacBook, a laptop, and they use that for all their classroom needs. It's been a great addition to our classrooms as far as instructional activities and learning opportunities for our students, and in some ways even the playing field, because we know some students have those things at home and some don't, but now every student at Wamego gets one, and we increased that program by adding iPads, for the kindergarten classes. So essentially all students, K-12, have a piece of technology that they can utilize in the classroom every day. Now, of course, we do still expect students to do things without technology, and we encourage our teachers to just not put everything on the computer or on the iPad, because there are certainly many ways to learn and grow academically. But this certainly makes some things very, very possible and more efficient, and just opens up a lot of doors to student learning.
You know, already kind of answered a question I was going to ask, because you did bring up a good point on that, on equipping students with iPads, because when you talk about evening the playing field, that is a very good point, because it's so involved in education now. And even now at the kindergarten level, I mean, sometimes I talk with folks about iPads in schools, and I'm sure you've heard it too. You'll have people roll their eyes, but like, oh, you know, what are we doing with all these iPads? Kids just need to learn, blah, 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 right? But it is a changing society, and you got to know how to use technology. And I guess starting at the kindergarten level, I mean, in some ways, that just kind of blows my mind, thinking that already starting at the kindergarten level, but I have a 2.5-year-old niece. I know that she's probably already, she already knows how to use my sister's cell phone pretty well, I think. But it's just, that's how early it starts now.
It does. And, these students have grown up with that technology around them. So it's second nature for them. They can pick those devices up and quickly navigate and learn what they need to operate that piece of equipment. So it's a changing world. We need to keep up with it, and that's one of the things we're doing in USD 320. It's also opened up a whole new realm of opportunities for families to communicate with their teacher and also their students. You know, students can, through a secure network, they can share the work and the things that they are doing in their classroom with their parents and grandparents, whoever the parents would like to see that. They can show that, and they're producing, you know, not just handwritten work. They're producing, videos and presentations and so forth through the use of this technology. And we're excited about it. We think it's making a difference.
Multimedia is just not, as somebody that works in multimedia, it's not just a niche thing anymore. I mean, it's, if you work in any job anymore, you got to know multimedia. I mean, a social media manager, that's like a real legit full-time job out there now that companies need. It's the new PR in so many ways.
It is. It is. Of course, we still have to teach those lessons, how to properly use that.
Right.
That, and what you should and shouldn't do.
And everybody's still learning that.
Yep.
No matter how old you are, I think we're seeing that just across the country and corporate world as well. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll talk more with Wamego USD 3. Forgot your number there.
320.
320, that's right. About said 383. USC 320, Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. More in Focus coming up.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get here.